on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Police in the Northwest Province have confirmed the involvement of SAPS officers in the escape of an alleged illegal mining ringleader in Stilfontein. Neo Tiger Dwayeli allegedly escaped from police custody after he was rescued from the disused Buffelsfontein mine. It's after police conducted a week-long operation to extract over 200 Zamazamas from the shaft. Over 2,000 have been arrested since last August through the police's Operation Vala Umgodi, and more than 80 bodies have been retrieved. Acting Police Commissioner of the province, Patrick Asaneng, says they realized Tiger had escaped while conducting a verification process.
And that's when we started with the investigation. And I want to say that the investigation is initiated not as a complaint from the other illegal miners, but because of the information that was brought to my attention. We cannot, as the South African Police Service, allow corrupt individuals and members to be in our midst.
And back home, teachers' union SATU in KZN says the closure of Gcwebezela Primary School in Umlazi, south of Durban, is long overdue. Frustrated parents descended on the school this week to protest against the closure, accusing the provincial education department of not consulting them. However, SATU KZN's Nomarashia Galuza says the shortage of pupils at the school left the department with no choice.
The school was small, a very small school, something that should have happened a long time ago because there's no improvement in the number of learners that are there.
At the same time, Galuza criticized the department for failing to inform parents before the decision was taken. She's called for an immediate intervention.
Because if there's any school to be closed or to be merged with another, those involved, including the community, must make the aware of those arrangements. So the advice that we can give to the department is to quickly attend to this issue, because you can't tell a parent now that the school is closing. They were supposed to be told last year.
KZN Education has been reached for comment. And LinkedIn is being sued by premium customers who say the platform disclosed their private messages to third parties without permission to train AI models. They claim that last August, the social networking platform quietly introduced a new setting. In a proposed class action, LinkedIn says the claims are false and have no merit. Your top story this hour, police in the Northwest Province have confirmed the involvement of SAPS officers in the escape of an alleged illegal mining ringleader in Stilfontein. You can find the latest local and international news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the news and traffic tab. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. In for Natarna Dessen, I'm Tamasha Kanye.